I'm going to Kinsale. And that's not the only place I'm going to. I'm also likely to go to the Dublin Web Summit. And this audioboo is going to be about the Dublin Web Summit. But it's also going to be about going anywhere at this particular point in my life. Because, like you and everybody else, there's a lot going on at the same time. And the idea of going to an event or a place or anywhere at all raises all sorts of issues around it. And, okay, so to focus back on to Dublin, and two guys, Paddy Cosgrave and Dara Hickey, have together brought about something fantastic. I mean, I'm not familiar with the whole backstory, but over a number of years, they have pulled together an event which takes place on an annual basis in Dublin, and it attracts very large numbers of people to come to it. And so in one sense you could say they've, you know, put something together that has a lot of quantity. But of course you don't get a lot of people going to something in the, and this is in the kind of internet space, in the topic of the internet or technology, startups, small and medium enterprises. I mean, it's that kind of space. Now, there are a lot of other events in the world in that space, but Paddy Cosgrave and Dara Hickey have attracted some very, very remarkable people to come and be there. And, you know, there's a formal proceedings on a, you know, on various stages, I'll call them, with audience there. Lots of different streams happening at the same time. But of course, like all of that kind of stuff, there's a whole lot of networking that takes place, a whole lot of chat in the corridor. And the Dublin Web Summit has grown and grown, is the impression I have. Now, I wasn't in Ireland when it started, I think. I came to Ireland at the back end of 2005. Or certainly I wasn't au fait with what was going on in Ireland, because I'd been away in the UK for 30 years. But the Dublin Web Summit seems to have come along, and in my head I compare it with the with Le Web in Paris, which is organised and put on by Loïc Lemur. And that's the biggest single gathering in Europe, I think, and that's, you know, up there with some of the very big American ones. So Dublin Web Summit has grown, and that means that it has a story, and I'm not privy to how it was got off the ground. I think I might have been told by John Peavy on a train going to Dublin once about 2 years ago a bit about its back history, or maybe Pat Phelan told me something about it, but I think it's more likely to be Gordon Murray and John Peavy who told me about it. But the point is, I haven't got a clear idea about the backstory, and it's got to the point now where, having been organised by Paddy and Dara and loads of other people, I think this may well be the first year that there has been a, you know, an all singing, all dancing PR company doing it. They may have found the funding in order to get a whole organisation to do the publicity, to do the logistics, to do stuff. And they're the visionaries. I think of Paddy and Dara as visionaries in relation to this. And the point about this is more to do with the fact that lots of stuff has been happening in Ireland over the last 5 years, let's say. You know, Facebook have come, Twitter have come, LinkedIn have come to Ireland. Well, they've also come to other places, so. But it is significant that they've also come to Dublin in Ireland, and maybe other organisations of an international type have come to other parts of Ireland. But it is, Ireland certainly, if you can speak of Ireland as a person, she hopes that international global software companies will set up in Ireland. And somebody like John Dennehy from Xartis made me aware during the week, last week at Smarter Egg, that Ireland has a skill shortage in the area of tech people and developers, and also people who can work in other languages. So we're talking about Ireland being a place that, if you're listening to this outside Ireland, you could reasonably consider moving to. And bringing all your relevant skills to Ireland because there are jobs here. And in the world in which, you know, we're saying there are job cutbacks all over the place, you know, it's not true that there are job vacancies in some sectors, and that's why it's going to be very interesting that the Dublin Web Summit takes place in the context of there being a skill shortage in Ireland in the areas that are most relevant to it. Now, why am I talking about this? Because, you know, you can find out about the Dublin Web Summit from better by going to a website. The hashtag Web Summit exists, and there have been, the same people have brought into existence Web Summits in London, to my knowledge, and maybe other places that I haven't remembered. In fact, there was a little event in Cork recently where there was a kind of a warmer-up, get Cork turned on to the Dublin Web Summit in Electric in Cork, and I did some audio from there. But this is a long preamble to something that nobody else knows, right? So now I'm about to say something that is unique and different and special, and that I probably could have started with if I was really going to do it properly. But anyway, this is it, and it is that I'm going to go to the Dublin Web Summit, and I have been offered an opportunity to be, in effect, a journalist there. To go there and to, what exactly I can do, I'm not sure. But, you know, I know what I would like to do, but what I'll get an opportunity to do at the Dublin Web Summit is unknown to me at the moment. And until I sit down and have a nice cup of coffee with, I know Dorry Hickey and I are going to have a cup of coffee. But until that actually happens, I won't have a clear idea how I can best serve the Dublin Web Summit, because, you know, I'm going there for my own interest. There's undoubtedly on the bedrock of my own curiosity, I will go there. And if I wasn't curious, I wouldn't be bothered going there. But I'll go there on behalf of other people, in the sense that the way I am is that I feel an obligation, a duty, if you like, to not just go there and have my own private little Dublin Web Summit, but it is actually that there will be people who won't be able to go to the Dublin Web Summit, and I keep thinking that there are people in other parts of the world who, you know, they've been to enough conferences and they don't want to come to Dublin, or they can't come, they're not well, they came last year, for whatever reason, they may be, you know, unable to travel for all sorts of reasons to the Dublin Web Summit, and I know that when I go to an event, a place where learning and excitement is taking place, a place where people are building up networks, business contacts are being made, fun is being had in the corridors and the pubs and the streets of Dublin, if you like. I feel a duty to use the skills that I have as best I can and, you know, produce some, in this case, audio content that somebody in Indonesia, I'm thinking of a particular person now, somebody in Indonesia or the Philippines, can actually listen to. You know, we travel the world without having to leave our sitting room, you know, that kind of approach. So, there we are, have it. It will be the 17th and 18th of October. I suppose you could say that this is my opening salvo on a series called On the Road to the Dublin Web Summit. I must think of a hashtag that will gather them all together. And there'll be other people on the road to the Dublin Web Summit. And before I finish, let me just tell you about what a wonderful woman in Vancouver did when she was going to a gathering of people last May in Chicago. The gathering was called SobCon, S-O-B-C-O-N. Look it up and I guarantee you, you'll be very pleased to have found the SobCon community led by Liz Strauss and Terry. Okay, so here I go. There'll be other people going to the same event, and perhaps I can coax them to producing little audios of their own. Much shorter than this, I think this will be the longest one ever. But I think, little audios about getting ready to go to the Dublin Web Summit. How do people prepare for the Dublin Web Summit? Wouldn't that be interesting? A whole series of audio boos. Paddy, if you're listening to this, a whole series of audiobooks on the road to the Dublin Web Summit. Imagine what that would be like in preparation for this year and in preparation for Dublin Web Summit 2013. And I want to just thank Dublin Web Summit for even considering having me there as a journalist. I'm very grateful. It will give me a very big opportunity to talk to some very interesting people and pass on their words and their wisdom and their insights to others, and thereby just foster a little sense of community.